Hello, dear student and my listeners. Welcome again. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to talk to you on types of tourism. When we talk about types of tourism, we will learn in this particular chapter about the purpose behind tourism. Why do people travel? What is the reason behind it? And accordingly, the different types of tourism will be discussed in this particular chapter. Know the emerging trends in the international tourism. We are looking at various trends that have been coming up in many years, and especially in the following year from now, what are the trends? We will have a look at that as well. So, understanding the purpose of tourism with the changing times. Reason for travel has changed. Now, today people travel for different reasons. Yes, people select their travel for reasons which for us need to be understood and is characterized by a wide range of motivation. And what motivates people to travel has to be picked up here for discussion. Say, for example, people travel visiting friends and relatives. This is quite a strong purpose of tourism for many of us because of the globalization, the educated people, or even the people who have migrated to a number of countries around the world has resulted into our own family members, our friends and relatives are now living in another country, including those who migrated in the last century, and they have connectivity with us as a family tree. And for that, we visit them. Or likewise, they come to visit us. And this element is known in tourism as VFR, visiting friends and relatives. People go for health. A lot of medical treatment that we need are not available in our country, or if available, they are not up to the mark that what treatment we need. So people travel for health. People do come to India for health reason, for religious purpose, for performing Hajj, visiting Rome to visit the Vatican City, or going down to other countries, and likewise people coming to our countries. People go for higher education, and good number of students from India are traveling to US, to Australia, New Zealand, including Dubai, which is quite near to us, but have wonderful educational facilities available there in different institutions and colleges there. People go for business trips, which is part of Mysoreism, or for professional work, for business discussion, for arranging some seminars, signing up of business contracts, and so on and so forth. So various purposes of tourism exist, which we will see in this chapter. So transportation have become a varied and faster, and as the transport become faster, new tourist image. So people now find it to take a non-stop flight and go from Singapore all the way to New York by flying 18 hours. People go from Dubai to Brazil, Sao Paulo, non-stop flight. Or Air India going from Delhi to Toronto, long flight, 17, 16 hours. And now the travel has become faster. So this is the reason why people have been transferring and flying and taking up international travel. Another force driving the growth within the industry is the growth and expansion of middle class. I highlighted this. There is a big growth of a middle class group. We have two income coming home, sometimes more than two income coming home to a micro family. More than two income coming, resulting into strength and the buying power capacity, that has existed that didn't exist in the last century. So we pick up some statistics from UN Tourism. Traveling for leisure and by air dominates international tourism. Still, the purpose of travel for dominated purpose is leisure and pleasure. Because leisure and pleasure is one area where a lot of international tourism happens. Though very close to it is the visiting friends and relatives. So the share of leisure travel that I just mentioned, that it's still ranked very high, is 57% to 53% in 2021, which means more than half people who travel internationally have the idea of pleasure in the mindset. So this share of the air travel has decreased from 58% to 54%, still remaining more than 50%. While the share of road transport has increased from 36% to 42%. Because when you go by road, you were not in the COVID and post-COVID era. You had less chances of getting infected because you are within your own road transport. Whereas on a flight where more than 200 people sit together, there's a possibility and a health risk of getting infected those days of COVID. Or even now, for example, and I will always remain that when you fly, sometimes you get flight flu that has been identified long time back. When you fly, well, the possibility of getting infected with the flu. Some purpose of tourism given to you in a chart format. People, we mentioned that 53% people were taking travel in 2019 and 2021. 2019 shown in the blue color and the red color suggests 2021 statistic. You can see here ranking more than 50% is for leisure. Then around 24% to 27% to 34% is for visiting friends and religious purposes. And only a very small percent of 5% or in 2021, 2% have not specified the specific reason why they have taken international travel. So leisure and pleasure stand very high for the reason of traveling. And the mode of transport, you can see over 50% use air as a mode of transport. And mind it, this includes the domestic travel as well. Inbound tourism, excuse me, this is referring to the inbound, which could be international tourism, definitely. And there, the air travel is a dominating mode of transport, over 50%. And again, a very small percentage, 1% of international tourists took train in international travel. Mind it, in India, majority of the domestic tourists use train to travel because in India, travel by train is cheaper than by bus, car, or flight. But this is an international statistic that we are talking about. So people also use road, which is in the vicinity of 40 and 36% in two different statistical years that we are taking into study. And 5% is by water, which means going within the destinations by water transport using the rivers like Volga in Russia, Danube, Tame, Shon River. All these are in the European rivers, and Volga, I mentioned, is in Russia. So these are all water transport for international tourism. Mind it, this may also include cruise, the statistic where cruise liners use sea or the ocean in sailing. So basic tourism product offerings, how the tourism products, which means tourism products refer to all the supply chain, that's a hotel, airlines, city tours, food, and so on. The offerings are for leisure trips, standing high, business tourism, the products are used, visiting friends and relatives. These are various factors that is being offered to tourists. Let's see what they are. So leisure trips stand are for nothing but spending time with family for relaxation. So your sister, your friend, your relative is working in Dubai. He, she invites you, come to Dubai, stay, spend time with me or stay with us because I don't get holiday when you are on a holiday. So why don't you come and stay with us for 5 days, 1 week, 15 days and so on. So you go there and spend your holiday with your friends and relatives. Likewise, it could be anywhere in the world. So this is an activity wherein people have to move from one place to another place. Yes, we travel from Mumbai to Dubai. Excuse me. You travel from Mumbai and stay in Jeddah with your friends, your relatives, and spend time as a leisure or a pleasure. And then it has referred to traveling, and people travel to enjoy and be personally away from their, from their busy work schedule. Obviously, when we go and visit friends and relatives, we are going away from our day-to-day activity of a particular work style, wherein we 9-to-5 culture we don't adopt. We go relax, spend time, have pleasure, while you have still traveled and gone out of your home. Holiday trips are part of a leisure trip, and the purpose of this holiday trip is relaxation, rest, and enjoyment. There are a good number of tourists internationally who want to totally get disconnected from the world. Many of them, they just don't watch news. Many of them, they don't even listen to the world news because he or she is on a holiday. Only in extreme cases, they say, contact me. Otherwise, remember, we are on a holiday. Do not bother us. So such trips are called holidays. Most of the holidays are taken in family groups, couples, or with groups of friends. So holidays go in a group. There are a good number of tour operators around India who arrange this type of a holiday trip for group. And groups are identified. Couples, newly married, honeymooners, senior citizen, family with one or two kids, DINK, which refers to double income with no kids, or a live-in partner, or friends working in a particular office. They all take holiday trip as a group, possibly. There are solo travelers who go on a holiday, but they are limited. That means those who go on their own, yet still going on a holiday. So sometimes people may choose to go on a holiday by themselves to be on their own. Yes, I don't want to hear about the news. I don't want to talk to my office. I don't want my office to contact me because I am on a holiday. So the majority of the holiday lasts less than 2 weeks. Yes, this is an important thing to be noted, that people go for a holiday, 10 nights, 11 days, 3 nights, 4 days in Thailand, 3 nights, 4 days in Malaysia, and 2 nights, 3 days in Singapore, one complete holiday of 3 countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, Indonesia, 11 nights. Yeah? So most of the leisure holidays, on an average, doesn't last more than 2 weeks, which is not the case in certain countries. There are explorers, families who go there, for couples who travel and stay for one full month in a one particular country and explore from the top to the bottom the entire country at their ease. They don't travel for 2 days in a week, 8 days, they stay at the hotel, or they travel 5 days in a week, 2 days in a week, they stay at the hotel. This is all part and the component of a leisure trip, depending on the choice that they make. We pick up another understanding of leisure trip in form of a short break, which means the duration is short and is about less than a week. So you are going to Dubai just for 4 nights and coming back within a short period of time. So this is a short break. There are a couple of airlines, more than they offer a short break for their passengers who fly on their carrier from point A to B and from B to C. When they stop at B, they offer a short break as a special package offer for the traveler to stay for 2 nights, 3 nights in that. I would pick up example from Emirates Holidays, Cathay Pacific. These airlines offer, Cathay Pacific offers a stay of 2 nights in Hong Kong. Emirates Airline offers 1 night, 2 nights in Dubai when you are traveling totally on a particular airline, say Emirates, in case you are going Mumbai, Dubai, Dubai to Durban, or Dubai to London, and you take 1 night, 2 nights as a short break. This is other than what you can also arrange for yourself. You book up a hotel and transit and take a visa and stay 2 nights in your transit city and then go on to onward flight. All depend, and they are short breaks. Now, this brings in the pleasure and the leisure that you would be enjoying in a shorter break. There are people who pick up different type of breaks or a leisure trip in the form that is available to them and available at their disposal. Sometimes it may not be available for a longer time, so they pick up these type of a stay. City breaks is another example that I would like to explain to you. I gave an example from the short break. So you are going, city breaks are also becoming more common. As the name suggests, a city break is a short holiday of 2 or 3 nights taken to a city which has many tourist attraction and facility. So you are flying on Turkish Airlines from Mumbai to Istanbul and then Istanbul onward somewhere in Europe. That's your destination. The final destination could be, say, Moscow. But you are going through Istanbul on Turkish Airlines, and city break could be short as maybe 8 hours. And you have taken a city break to see a few things in Istanbul, excuse me. So that's a city break. Two popular destinations for city breaks in Maharashtra are the cities of Mumbai and Pune. Both have some tourist attraction and plenty of things for tourists to do. Also, they are both very easy to get. Tourists from India can travel to these nations, location by air, road, or rail. So someone staying in Surat would like to travel somewhere. So they come and take a city break in Mumbai for 2 nights and then take a flight from Mumbai to Dubai. So they have already taken a city break in Mumbai. Or the example I gave you of Turkish Airlines flying from Mumbai to Istanbul onward to Moscow, you take a city break in Istanbul and see a good glimpse of the city of Istanbul by staying 2 nights or 3 nights there. Now we look at the primary reason for business tourism. Business travel is also known as MICE. But business could not necessarily be. MICE has a group to go together. Business could be one-on-one, two, three people going for a business meet. Someone is going to sign a contract to Dubai. He's traveling for a business tourism. Whereas MICE, which is also a business type of an activity, may have number with them. Okay, so business tourism include meetings, attending conference. MICE stand for meeting, incentive, conference, exhibitions, or event. So wherein these type of activities of meeting people happens, conferencing, a lot of people coming up with ideas, thoughts, put together, share with them their success story, implement it, and then make everyone aware of how they have been successful, lift the capacity of the joining people, and that become a wonderful experience. That's MICE, again, part of a business travel. Also, we talk about the incentives. Someone has done a good job in promoting some, say, for example, the agent for Samsung selling the Samsung mobile phone in India have been handpicked up, 5 from Mumbai, 4 from, say, Delhi, 3 from Hyderabad. So all 12 of them are invited by Samsung to visit Korea. That's an incentive that has been given to them for doing a wonderful job. And they would go and see the Samsung factory in Korea, as well as they would visit different activities. They would sit down together and discuss their success story. So the people coming in from other countries selling Samsung would also experience the success story of people who were successful in India. So that is a business travel or the MICE tourism that I was talking of. Exposition, exhibitions, and event could be explained under E. So what happens? Textile exhibition happening in China. So all the textile manufacturing units in India would go down and learn about that new machinery that has been put for display in an exhibition in China. And they would possibly go into a contract with those type of people. Events could be any event that happens as a business event or any event that has been designed for number of people to come in. That's all events. And exposition again refers to all such exposed things that has to be shown to others who would learn and pick some knowledge of that successful exposition. So all these are part of business tourism, MICE and the business activities. Mind it, earlier the international travel used to either be a visit or a business. The other component, the purpose of tourism, have recently been appearing, and by an estimate, there are 500 different type of tourism that happens around the world. Anything can be given to you depending on what the visitor or the traveler wants and what the other country has in stock to offer to the international travel. It could be anything. There are people who go down for sampling good cuisine. People go down and learn different cuisine. People who learn down go down to specific country to learn about regionalization. There are people who go down to learn about Thai cooking to Thailand. So purpose of tourism are plenty. Yes, and it is the unique, innovative ideas that are brought in to attract tourists. So we are talking about the business tourism. Quite a few success stories are there in business tourism, in MICE tourism. Please learn about those activities. Because to be a successful MICE tour operator, travel agent, or a staff, you need to be thinking innovatively. Bring in ideas that are unique in the industry. So we have talked about meeting. And meeting could be, say, meeting of cardiologists happening in, say, New York. So the cardiologists all around the world would sit together and learn about gamma surgery, which is a new invention that has come in the last 20 years. So they are explaining exactly what gamma surgery is. So incentives are, I mentioned about it, offered as a reward or a job perk. You did a good job. I mentioned about Samsung agents selling Samsung Android phones, and they are picked up, handpicked to travel to Korea and learn about this. So that is a reward given to them for being productive agent for Samsung. Conference, also I mentioned, could be any conference where there are theme-based activities that will happen, and unique and innovative ideas are always welcome and being proposed to the corporate or the companies, those who would like to take up these type of business tourism. A wide range. Now, a wide range of organization holds an annual conference or convention. So we are talking here about Who goes into MICE tourism? The corporates. The corporates who have successful in business would look for anything from 1, 2 to 10, depending on the size of the corporate, different type of incentives that's being offered. If you recollect, many years back, maybe in 2015, Jack Ma took all his staff on a trip somewhere, that majority of the employees traveled to somewhere and had a get-together as a MICE activity. Yeah? So what happens in that is hundreds of people attend. There are special convention center, exhibition center linked to a hotel group where the participant can also stay simultaneously. So all this happens in the tourism industry. Exposition or events, I mentioned it, are exhibitions, trade fairs, events that are held to showcase some product or culture. Say, for example, Auto Expo that's happening. I mentioned about the textile machinery that has been launched. So all these type of expositions will happen in MICE or business tourism. Or sometime a new product or fashionable product has been launched. So that will be happening in major cities of India and the world. India is trying to bring in a lot of MICE tourism activities in our country because we have a specific specific setup in India which looks after the MICE tourism as an incentive. They offer a lot of facilities to such participation where they come in to hold different type of events. It involves traveling to conference and exhibition. Now we are summarizing something. So traveling for conference, exhibition, for business trade purposes, and for attending large-scale meetings. Many industry organizations may be interested in participating in trade fairs that attract thousands of visitors. Companies to pay to have a stall or display at the trade fair to show off their product to the customer. Students, remember, there are few travel and tourism exhibitions that happens in India and around the world. In India, something by the name OTM, Outbound Travel Mark, that happens. Please make it a point. This generally happens between Jan and Feb. If you are in Mumbai, try to visit this. It has been happening at Geo Center. Likewise, international travel fairs are happening. The four famous I would mention here. One is ITB that happens in Berlin, Germany. Second one I would refer here is WTM that happens in London, World Travel Market. And the third one is Arabian Travel Market, known as ATM, that happened faithfully since 1994 in Dubai. So if you are interested, and again, I must not forget the domestic fair that happened in Delhi by the name SATE. That happens in Delhi, again, between Jan and Feb. So if you find time in your career in tourism, do visit them. Okay, this is my recommendation to you. So visiting friends and relatives, we have understood quite well about it. In a culturally diverse and social country like India, people travel within the country for family events, celebration, or just spending a weekend. So we find brothers, sisters who are working in different parts of a country in India, someone staying in Pune, someone in Mumbai, someone in Kanpur, another one in Bangalore, some in-laws and so on. They all get together for certain events like grandfather's birthday or wedding anniversary of grandparents or father's birthday, so on and so forth. They all meet. This is part of VFR. Internationally, there are quite a number of such events happen. Eventually, on an innovative idea, like they would meet on a cruise liner. The family, the grandchildren of a grandparent do meet on a cruise. So someone comes in from Washington, someone comes in from Los Angeles, someone from Miami, someone from Atlanta, Colorado, Chicago, so on and so forth. And they all meet on the cruise liner for a 7-night itinerary, and they celebrate this whole thing. This also falls under visiting friends and relatives explanation. So typical reason are the family events that may include naming ceremony. Now, quite a few things are picked up here. It depends on what we look at. Naming ceremony, weddings. I must not forget to give you example very recently of wedding in the Ambani family, where Mukesh Ambani and Nita Ambani welcome everyone for certain family event. This is typical visiting friends and relatives, an event that happened. Weddings of our celebrated film star happening in a foreign land is one of the examples that can also be given to you. So, birthday parties, anniversaries, we are not falling short of ideas. Weddings are happening internationally. Weddings are happening in Thailand and some other area. So we have all the elements to talk about visiting friends and relatives. The basic tourism product offering. So what it may be noted that people travel for different purposes and reasons. And this is true for leisure also. We have picked up quite a few things. We have spoken about leisure, holiday, business, or visiting friends and relatives and others. So all are happening in purpose on the tourism product offering. So we now understand a totally different topic. Please join with me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are talking about what are the basic tourism products. Traveling for leisure will be more interested in the range of attractions available. So if you are going to Dubai, what is the range of product that is available in Dubai? Yeah, so people will look at that. If you are going to Singapore, you will look at what is happening in Singapore. Likewise, if you are going to Malaysia, what does Malaysia offer to you? They will look at that. Business traveler, as I said, is quite an innovative thing. Every time any MICE travel agent or a department or a consultant will come up with unique offerings to the corporate who are seeking for a business travel of their group, the reward, or those who have successfully done certain success stories are being shared, and all participants enjoy that event. At the same time, they learn from the success stories of their colleagues who have been selling successfully certain product. So very interesting element of tourism product offering happens. Each product has to be designed as per the needs of a specific group that's going for. So visiting families and friends and relatives, if you are going for a birthday gathering, huge amount of elements will be involved. Flight arrangement, pick up from the airport, drop off to the hotel, different type of rooming, putting people, guests together, providing different type of hotel room. It's quite a process. And it is quite rewarding, especially the business tourism products that are being offered are rewarding as a revenue earning for the travel agent who offers all this. So there are some other miscellaneous, and that miscellaneous are referred to form of leisure tourism. These are quite understanding a new element for those who are aware of it. We talk of agri-tourism. Now, this is being very successfully being launched in many parts of India. People would love to go to agriculture farm and learn from there. At the same time, stay there for 2 nights, 3 nights. I must mention here the specific name here. Mr. Pandurang Tawre, who is considered to be the father of agri-tourism in India. He has his agri-tourism project wherein he invites lot of tourists to come down to visit his agritourism farm. So agritourism is something, an activity designed to increase farm and community income by attracting the public to their farm. So the community, meaning the farmers who live around there, they need to be increasing their revenue because they are like a host community. This is their farm. And the international or the domestic tourists would like to learn how the successful they are into their farming. So farm location and visit agriculture operation and other related activities. The concept of agritourism is to support agriculture income by providing tourism to the urban, especially urban tourists who are from the main cities, urban areas like Mumbai, Delhi. They go down to different destinations, learn about agritourism. They stay with the farmer. They enjoy the life cycle of a specific day, how a farmer enjoys. They would be part of it. They would love to eat the locally made food by the farmer family, sometimes joining with them. These are all agritourism activities, and this has picked up momentum in last many years because people would like to pick up that. People would like to go from the urban areas to relax and enjoy the farming element that has been successfully. Other one is adventure tourism. Yes, adventure tourism is quite a great thing to learn. Adventure depends on individual's capacity. A senior citizen may not be interested in bungee jumping. A senior citizen may not be interested into mountain climbing because of the health reason, obviously. So adventure tourism depends on activity. Could be anything like mountaineering, rafting, trekking, hiking, cycling, and rock climbing, and so on. A number of activities. Then there are educational tourism, traveling for the study. Students going to Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Dubai for higher studies. Yes? It includes school and colleges, visits also. Now, this also has a chapter of students from a specific university going down to another country's specific university to understand their setup, the successes, and how they can learn while they are on an industrial visit or a stay there. So people going down to Switzerland would go to some restaurant or a school that teaches them culinary, housekeeping, front office, all that they would learn at this educational tourism. Health and wellness. Student, remember, health and wellness are two different things. Wellness refers to coming back to full activities, regenerating, charging yourself up, detoxifying. You're not sick or medically unfit, but to bring more energy into you, you go for a wellness tourism. You like to detoxify, you like to be more active. Whereas health refers to specific health issues. Anything ranging from the your cancer treatment, your heart surgery, your neurosurgery, or including, yes, I must mention, including gender change, sex change. This has been a medical treatment that is being offered in Thailand, comparatively very much low price. So health and wellness tourism is location for regeneration by engaging into health-related activities such as yoga, spa treatment, etc. And medical tourism, I just highlighted, it's quite common for people to travel to recover after a period of illness. Also, people go for wellness tourism activities.